America's premier auto show opens to the public in Detroit today. Journalists, car company executives, and auto analysts have reviewed last year's record-breaking performance. They are now preparing for what looks like it will be a slower year. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports.
Detroit's annual North American International Auto Show gives the industry a chance to put its best work on display while having a little fun. But this year, the mood is uncharacteristically cautious. While coming off a good year, the big three automakers are reeling from drastically lower sales last month. Compounding their worries are fears that the U.S. economy may fall into recession. Auto analyst Michael Robinette says it doesn't take much economic instability to really hurt the domestic auto industry.
We feel that there are a couple of tripwires out there. Probably the biggest tripwire that could be possible is that if we see OPEC oil prices go into the mid-30s or even higher, that certainly will be a very much a supply shock to the economy, and will slow a number of sectors, including automotive.
Aside from energy prices, Robinette worries that if recent interest rate cuts don't bring back consumers, that auto sales will continue to suffer. But despite this lingering anxiety, automakers are still trying to put their best foot forward here. Among the cars generating interest this year is the new Thunderbird, styled in the mold of the classic two-seater from the 1950s. Ford Vice President Jim O'Connor waxed nostalgic at the car's unveiling.
You know, as an owner of a fully restored 57 and a person who loves the original Thunderbirds, this truly is a very, very special moment.
O'Connor says he's not buying into the pessimistic forecasts he's heard for the coming year. While he readily admits that demand for cars and trucks will be lower this year than last, he says he's not worried that the bottom will drop out of the market. O'Connor says the industry hopes to sell more than 16 million vehicles, and that would make 2001 the third best year ever.
If you take out the blistering hot last year, that got up to about 17.8 or so, and you compare it to the 90s, which were like 15.5, this will be a real good year.
But O'Connor's optimism has not stopped Ford or the other American automakers from cutting production in the first quarter of this year. Daimler Chrysler even decided to trim its output by as much as 26% between now and April. Lower production may be the least of Daimler Chrysler's problems. The transatlantic automaker is struggling with a management shakeup, and the company is expected to post losses of more than $1 billion for the last quarter of 2000. One of the interesting quirks of the recent downturn is that it hasn't really affected foreign nameplates. Manufacturers like Toyota, Honda, and Volkswagen reported sales increases in the U.S. last month, and the transplants are gaining market share, now providing 32% of the cars and trucks sold in the U.S. That's up from just over 29% in 1999. BMW is among the companies enjoying continued brisk sales. North American President Tom Purvis says his sales are continuing to climb.
European brands generally have a very clear profile of what they're about. In the case of BMW, it's ultimate driving machine. It's a sporty car. People know what the vehicle stands for. They understand what they're buying when they buy a BMW.
This week's presentations and product unveilings have certainly not been as flamboyant as in years past. Even so, industry executives are working to make sure that their new offerings, like the Jeep Liberty SUV and the redesigned Ford Explorer, have a chance to entice the public back into their showrooms. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.